All right, so first of all, how'd you feel out there at practice today? Coach said you were full participation. How'd you feel at practice today?
Yeah, I felt great. You know, just getting back in the huddle, being out there on the field with the guys, you know. It was a great feeling, and I feel good.
Champ said you look swifter than ever, like you've been on vacation. He said you look ready to go. Is that pretty much it?
It is. I am ready to go. You know, it was tough watching my teammates out there on the field battle, tough trying to get wins and not be able to help them. So now I'm back, and I'm able to come out and support them and make plays for them, so I'm excited.
You expect to play Sunday?
Yeah, I'm expecting to play. I hope the coaches let me. You know, I got to earn my spot back and come out and work hard for these guys.
So are you happy to be here, obviously, with the news that you had requested the trade? Now that you're still here, you happy to be here?
Of course I'm happy to be here. I love playing for the Broncos. I love the fans. I love the organization. You know, I never requested a trade. I don't know where that came from. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to get back on the field with my guys.
So why do you think that came out then? There was reports that you did request a trade. So was there anything else behind the scenes that maybe precipitated that, or it just came out of nowhere?
You know what? I don't know. It's a lot of sides to the business part of this game that I really don't know about. But I'm happy being here. I love being a Denver Bronco, and I'm excited to go play Miami.
I've been playing with 15. It's going to be a little bit different volume. Obviously, he's a totally different player than Kyle is.
Yeah. You know, it's a different quarterback, different situation. But our main goal is to go out and win a football game.
Decker's laughing. Like, we got to make sure we're in shape because you never know how long he's going to be running around back there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he can make plays, and you guys got a glimpse of that when he's been out there. So I'm excited to play with him, and it's going to be an exciting game to watch.
You've had so many quarterbacks. What's been the difference with Tim Tebow just getting back out there?
It's a little different, you know, same offense. The excitement factor is there, you know, because he can make plays with his feet. So the play's never dead with him.
Paul, ball's coming out, though, from a left-hander. Coming to you different as a receiver. Are you making any adjustments?
No adjustments. You know, he throws a catchable ball, and he throws it. It's my job to catch it. So you're going to get no complaints from me.
Eddie, how did you find out you requested a trade?
Yeah, it's funny because I woke up, and I had about 10 missed calls, and it was kind of news to me. So, like I said, I'm happy to be here, and I'm just looking forward to getting back on the field.
You think it's because your contract is going to be up that precipitated it? Or?
I really don't know what it was. You know, I don't know where it came from. And like I said, I'm healthy now, and I just want to go play football.
You're the old man now. How's that feel? I mean, in the room, do you, you know, what's that like now, being the veteran of all these youngsters?
You know what? I don't really have to lead these guys because they're good. They're good pros. You know, they do a good job at taking care of their body. They're watching film, so it's not like I gotta look down on those guys and always be on them. They know what to do.
Did you ever think you'd be in this spot, you know, where you're the oldest guy, most veteran receiver in the room?
You know, I'm only 25 years old, I mean, it says a lot that they have a lot of faith in those guys and us to be able to come out and prepare the right way and be able to come make plays.
We're talking to the other guys, you know, the fact that you all know all three receivers. Spots, except for Demaryius, I think he doesn't play inside the slot. Can you use that to your advantage as far as play calling and execution, you know, being able to mix and match the chess pieces when you all know the different positions?
It's good for our offense because you're going to see different coverages and teams are going to play you different ways, so you need to be able to move guys around in different spots so they can make plays.
How does that versatility make it tough on other defenses?
Because they never know where you're going to line up, and I think that's good for our offense to keep the defense off balance. Thank you.